How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I'm your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you. Some say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the white Tupac of screenwriting, the king of the bean, aka Boston, the man who is always, always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Welcome to the T Podcast for August 21st, 2019. Happy birthday to T. Happy birthday to me. Yes, today is my birthday. Today, your man, your boy, the guy from Boston, the guy who's lived a crazy fucked up life, the guy who always has something to say, the man, the myth, the legend from Bro Code to traveling the world, the man that went from ashy to nasty to classy, your boy T-Dog Mike Lavelli is officially 42 years old. I cannot believe it. Yes, I was born on this day 42 years ago, August 21st, 1977. 77 is my number. 21 is my number. 8, 19 are my numbers. That said, what I do every year, I used to do it on T-Blog, I always reminisce, I take a step back. A little more serious tone of I look back in the year, what I learned. I was doing it every year on T-Blog. I did it, you know, what I was at 31, 32, 33, 34, all through my 30s. I hit the 40 list on T-Blog. And then I took some time off and then I launched the podcast. And the podcast would be a year old this September 11th. 9/11/2019, the T-Podcast will be a year old. So therefore, I did not have an annual birthday podcast. This is my first annual birthday podcast. I will do this every year as long as the podcast is going. In some way, shape, or form, I will communicate. If you are following me, thank you, thank you, thank you for following me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading along on T-Blog. Whether I'm doing it on T-Blog, whether I'm doing it on the T-Podcast, whether I'm doing it in a book, whether I'm doing a script, whether I'm doing it on a late night talk show one fucking day, I don't know. I will always pause and share with you what I learned the previous year, what that year has taught me. The good, the bad, the ugly, the trials and tribulations, my mistakes, my triumphs, my successes, my failures, my love found, my love lost, my heartbreaks, people that have come, people that have left, any lessons learned from my career, from my job, from corporate America, from health, anything that I've done. I sit back and I think about what happened to me that year and I try to come out of it a better man than I was the year before. That's always the motto, trying to be a better man than I was the day before. Be a better man today than I was yesterday. So when it comes to my birthday, I want to be a better man for myself, for the people I love, and for all of you who come here to be entertained. I know you listen for the funny stuff, the crazy stuff, the Boston accent, all the lessons and the world travels and the dating and all that crazy shit, especially when I come on here and shoot the shit with B-Lo. But I do get serious sometimes, and I do get serious around my birthday. I try to, you know, throw in some jokes, some witty comments. That's what I'm known for. But my birthday, especially this past year, it's going to be a little bit on the more serious side, but I'm going to share this because I promised myself that I would share my life in here from under the hat. You don't know my name. You don't know my personal life. I don't name anyone personal life, but you do know my story or my stories, and there are a lot of stories. So this story for 41, because 41 is now in the can, I am starting day one, 365 days at 42. What did 41 bring me? Well, I spent two years from 40 to going on 40 to 41 and then 42, wrapping it up with a lot of it, a big theme being my mother, her health. When I found out close to my 40th birthday that she's going for a major operation when she had cancer of the liver, I did not know what to do about my birthday. I was going to celebrate, but that floored me, and I spent the next year and a half with my family, with my mother, really not focusing on other things. I wasn't finding the joy out of the gym. Definitely wasn't dating like I used to be. I wasn't spending time with friends and family like I used to, except for my immediate family. Wasn't getting the joy out of working out. What happened there at 40, before the operation, I went out to Vegas with my father. We made some sort of peace. We're still finding our new identity, our new relationship now with life after my mother. But that was a big part of my life. And then when I hit 41 a year ago, my mother went into the hospital 10 days after my birthday. She went in August 31st and she never came back out. And for me, for my birthday, again, for this past year, a big part of that was exactly what I went through, where I literally, 2 weeks before my 41st birthday, I got promoted in my job to a pretty high title. I got a really good title. And I was supposed to celebrate that with my friends and family, mostly my family, but I didn't get to really do that because my mom went right into the hospital. My 41st birthday, to make up for the year that I had, my closest friends and a random girl that I just met, we went out for my birthday. And it was a good night out. And after that, 10 days later, I was figuring out what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to get two kittens, one for my mother and one for me. And my mother went into the hospital. And on August 31st, I had to go the next day. Obviously, I went to the hospital to see her, but the next day I went and got Tigger. So Tigger came into my life on September 1st. So my 41st birthday, my mother was doing better. She wasn't in the hospital yet, so I thought things were going to get better. I thought I was going to celebrate my new title. And I didn't, because again, August 31st, she went to the hospital for the very last time. I spent a lot of time in the hospital. I was still dealing with my health stuff. Around this time last year, I finally got some doctors, a neurologist, a cardiologist, and my primary. They figured out how to treat me for my reflux and my migraines. So I was coming in and out of the hospital, getting tested, finally getting on some meds. They were testing out and seeing my mother at the same time. And I had, a brand new kitten that I had to train. So I was in and out of the office a lot. I was going back and forth to see my mother 4 or 5 times a week. I was in the hospital getting checked out 2, sometimes 3 times a week. And that was pretty much in that any other time. If I wasn't at work, I really wasn't working out like I used to. I was home training Tigger. I was home with that cat. I didn't want to be around anyone else but my immediate family and that cat. I didn't want to date. I was pushing my friends away. I started to go down a really dark road because my mother's health progressively got worse. And as she got worse, I declined. I'm not going to lie. I was not myself. I was devastated. I went down to a deep, dark hole. Maybe now looking back at it, I was depressed. It was a state of depression. And then come October, when my mother took a turn for the worse, where we stopped all her meds, stopped all the machines, and we waited around 10 days for my mother to pass on. That October, and I dread this October coming up, when my mother did pass away, late October, right until when the Red Sox started playing the World Series, then they ended up winning. It was a time where I was mourning my mom, where I was planning, you know, a wake and a funeral with my immediate family, buying flowers, spirituals, picking up music, putting together photo montages. All that was all I remember from last October. And then immediately after that, again, I was depressed even more. Right into the holidays. I love the holidays. I usually do. Didn't last year. I usually spend that time with my closest friends and family, my little tight circle. Thanksgiving was a blur. Christmas was a blur. January, usually you think something like a new year. I get back in a new routine. I wasn't really working out. Maybe I'd be motivated to start dating. I really wasn't doing that. I was just barely working and getting by, coming home, spending time with Tigger. Spent a lot of time with him. Did teach him a lot of things. I never thought I would because I thought I'd have a dog first. He truly became my therapy kid. I'm very thankful for that little fucking furball. I think he kept me from going down a deep, darker side. And next thing you know, the Pats are in the playoffs and they're in another Super Bowl. And that's the first Sunday in February. And even their Super Bowl win, which I think my mother had something to do with, did not bring me the joy it usually does. And that's when I knew something was seriously wrong with me. I got my health under control as far as my reflux, my heart, the palpitations, my migraines. But I just wasn't feeling the same. And on top of all that, in that September, I don't know why I decided to launch the podcast, but I did because I thought talking through would get through that. Then I took all of October off. And then I tried to come back in the holidays. And then Bilo joined me around December. And I was sporadically trying to get the podcast. It became like my form of therapy. I thought the podcast would do for me what T-Blog did. I thought the written word back in the day would be my therapy now speaking it out. And it wasn't. I wasn't coming back around. People encouraged me to come see them. And then people basically saying, you get back to dating. And I tried. I tried to turn the corner so many times. I just couldn't do it. And next thing you know, it was April and the warm weather was here. And I thought I could get back to another routine. Gym routine. I couldn't do that. The Red Sox season would perk me up a little bit. I wasn't doing that. And I went down the other way. I ended up losing a lot of weight. I wasn't quite in the shape I used to be. I didn't feel right, but it wasn't from the heart stuff anymore. I was going to, you know, see my mom at her grave every Sunday, and I was taking a look back, and it went from August to April just like that. And then with the stuff Bilo and I were doing with the swiping on the show, on the podcast, you all listened, it led me to start dating again. And I started getting out again. I started focusing more on work. I started knocking out different projects again. I started getting back to the gym a little bit. I started to pay attention to the Sox a little bit more. The Bruins gone to the playoffs. Tigger was grown. I found a way, you know, from last November every other Sunday to go to dinner with my father. He and I never did that. We were working on a relationship, trying to find an identity. I would spend every Sunday, every other Sunday with him now. The guy that literally we wanted to kill each other. I mean, we really wanted to kill each other for the longest time. Even sometimes now when I go to dinner with him, I want to jump across the table. He was not the same guy. I could not. The guy in front of me was not the guy I hated for so long. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure that out. And I was dealing with all these emotions and all this stuff on the inside. And the people, even the closest people, when they're asking you how you're doing after you lose your mom, a month after that, 2 months after that, after the holidays, that kind of falls off. No fault to anyone. I'm not blaming anyone. People have their own lives, their own careers, their own families. But people just stop checking in on you. They stop asking you how you're doing. They think if they see like a social media post, a Facebook post, or maybe they see a podcast, they hear your podcast, they think you're okay. Deep down inside, I was fucking dying. I was dying inside. And I really didn't talk to anyone. I didn't have people really to talk about that. I didn't know who to talk to. Anytime I mentioned my mom to my father, he would cry. My oldest niece was the only one I could probably talk to because I was kind of being there for her. So she was going through. Didn't really talk about my mother and my sister too much. And I couldn't write. I didn't get going with my scripts. That was another thing that was always my therapy. I was not writing. The talking wasn't doing it for me. Dating, slow but sure, started dating, getting back into a routine. Then it turns into May, and I met my current girlfriend. I met her, and that changed me a lot. Spending time with her, looking back on my year, what Tigger did for me emotionally earlier on, she started doing for me unintentionally, but she did, and later on, I opened up to her a little bit more. She helped save me, too. Because if it wasn't for Bilo encouraging me to date, if it wasn't for me trying to snap out of it, if it wasn't for this crazy little cat spending time with me, if it wasn't for work, if it wasn't for the routine, if it wasn't for working out, if it wasn't for me snapping back, if it wasn't for this fucking podcast, if it wasn't for the listening audience, I don't know where I would be right now. I didn't think I'd be turning 42. I mean, those times in my life, I don't think I'd see 18. Sometimes I don't know if I see 21. Those are some tough times, but this past year, I was depressed. And I finally got my health back, and now I'm on a routine, and I'm feeling better, I'm crushing at the office, and being with her makes me really happy. Making her happy makes me happier, and for the longest time on T-Blog, I've preached that, right? If all you listeners out there that been with me since T-Blog, and I mention it here, my goal has always been to meet someone whose happiness, making them happy, makes me happier. And that's what I found with her. Even though I wasn't looking for her during that time, I was looking to get back into dating. And it's good. It's good for me. It's good to me to feel what I feel for her. It's good for me to be with her. And it's also good for me to focus on those relationships that meant something to me. And I know that I've been spending a lot of time with my girlfriend, but I know I've been coming back to people. And I've been coming back by introducing her to them and introducing them to her. And it feels like my circle that was so small, it's a little bit bigger now. And it's a little bit better because I'm in a better place. Well, I've been making my comeback, and I didn't think, you know, after 41 in the year that I had losing my mom, I don't know if there'd be any comeback. I don't know how I'm going to feel the week on the day of her anniversary come October. I know that I want to be away. I let her know that I want to go away. I would like to get out of the city. No matter where I go, I'm still going to have that with me. I don't know how I'm going to be that week. But this past year, and I look back the past two and a half years, more importantly, this past year, 41 was my toughest year. Because my mother went to the hospital 10 days after my 41st birthday, and she never came back out, and then she passed away late October. And then my whole year has been around that. My whole year has been trying to come back. 41 was trying to come back. 41 was me trying to... I said this once before, where I broke up with my serious girlfriend 5 years ago, where she broke my heart, where I just felt like I was falling, and I could not grab onto something and climb back up. It felt like I had my heart broken, and the world kept on going on without me. not saying this is anywhere like that. The loss of my mother is way more devastating than any heartbreak I've ever felt. But I felt like I kept on falling and falling and falling, and I couldn't catch myself. And I wasn't letting anybody catch me. And I spent 41 pretty much trying to plant my feet on the side of that hole, trying to get a grip, trying to lock into the side. And I stopped the fall. And now I'm climbing back up. I see the light. I'm not saying I'm quite out of the hole yet. I don't know if I'll ever be whole. Another play on the word whole. But I'm a different man than I was when this all started back before my 40th. I look at things a lot differently now. I look at life a lot differently now. I look at life in a different lens. I'm very aware, I mentioned on the podcast, that my mother sees everything that I'm doing. And I'm trying to be kinder to people, trying to be more aware. I'm trying not to be so judgmental. Again, I told you I'll be stepping away and get a little more serious. And this is because I'm looking back on the tough year that I had. And I'm hoping people get something out of this as you look back on whatever your birthday is. That's a good opportunity to see how much you've gained, how much you lost, how much you improved over the past year. But my year was, 41 was the toughest year of my life. I've had some tough years growing up. I've talked about it here. I've written about it on T-Blog. But nothing compared to what I went through in 41. And I feel like life now starting differently for me. And I'm climbing back out of the hole, like I just said. And I feel a lot better. I don't feel complete, but I'm happy. I'm happier. I'm happy with her. I'm happy with the way my career is going. I'm happy the way the podcast is going. I'm happy where my health is going. I'm happy where my relationships are going. I'm getting happy with the way I look. I'm getting happy with the way I feel. That I know is how I'm getting better. The way I carry myself, the way I talk. I don't do the ball busting like as much as I used to with friends and family. I'm very aware, more alert of people's failings. I'm trying to be a better man like I always have been, but in a different way now because I feel like I have somebody else looking out for me. And my goal is to live a long, healthy life and do things a little bit differently. Leave this place, my life, my legacy, but this world and the people that know me in a little bit more of a better place than when I got here or where they found me. So I'm spending the time doing that, and I spent a lot of time getting there. And I think 42, for me, with that positive outlook, is me being a different T. Me being the man that my mother always thought I was, that what she hoped for me. Me trying to be a good boyfriend, maybe one day becoming a fiance, maybe becoming a husband, maybe becoming a dad. Me becoming even better at my day job, me finding a way to take this podcast or the scripts. I want to get back to the writing again. And turning that passion, finally, because I became close so many times, into something more. So I'm focused, I'm re-energized, I'm happier, and I'm learning. You're never too old to learn. You're never too old to become better at everything, at anything. And life is becoming better for me. It could get better, and it's going to get better. But if 41 was the toughest year of my life, with the most loss, the hardest loss of my life, I got to say 42 is, I don't want to use this pun, but can only go up from here because I'm always moving up. I'm always climbing up a mountain. I'm never content. I never plateau. I never sit still. I always want more for myself. I always want more for the people I care about. As much as I try to encourage them and bring them along with me, I'm a giver. People have been pointing out to me more so than ever. I got that from my mother. I think I got the positive outlook too. I'm not as optimistic as she is, but I'm trying to look at people and situations and relationships from that lens. I'm also this year 42, and I've been doing this the last couple of months, not being as, even though I need a routine to stay structured because I feel like I'll fall off my path, I'm not going to be as routine, as structured. I'm going to live life a little bit differently. I'm always enjoying life, always have been, even when I was piss poor, without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of growing up in East Boston. Now I literally have a fucking 9-foot glass window overlooking Fenway Park. So I am not taking anything for granted of what I have in front of me and who I have in my life. So 42, I think I say this almost every year, even though, you know, 40 and 41, not so much because I knew those were going to be tough. I didn't know how tough it was going to be. I did not think I was going to lose my mother out of all this because I thought she was going to find a way to beat this. But 42, to me, this is my promise to myself, talking out loud, and I think you should all do this every year as your birthdays come. 42 will be the best year of my life. So when I look back and I do this for the second annual birthday podcast on the T-Podcast, I will know that I set these goals for myself, and I vow to myself that 42 would be my best year ever. And then I'll say the same thing at 43, that I'm going to make that the best year ever, and so on, because that's just the type of person I am. And I hope that is one of the reasons why you people all come here. As much as you want to laugh, as much you want to learn, as much you want to hear a crazy, fucked up kid from Boston who's a grown man now who has some shit to share, some stories to tell to make you laugh, I hope that you also appreciate this side as well. Because again, I'm not that punk kid. I'm not somebody in his 20s or his 30s. I'm a grown man. I'm 42 fucking years old officially today. I got the wisdom, I got the scars, I got the tattoos, I got the gray hair, and I got the stories and experience and the credentials and the love earned and the love loss and all the successes and however you want to judge me, monetary wise, financially, emotionally, intelligence wise, at 42. It's tough saying that I'm 42. It's tough to realize that I am 42. It's tough to even say that I'm in my 40s, but at 42, I have to say this is the best version of me that could possibly be out there. And I just keep on getting better. Because even with the loss that I had and what I went through, I wasn't this guy at 32. I wasn't this guy at 22. I wasn't this guy at 12. That's for sure. So happy birthday to me. And happy birthday to anyone else that's sharing this birthday with me out there. I am 42 years old today. And that was the first annual Tea Podcast birthday podcast. Hans Zim is coming in. He's not singing or playing Happy Birthday to me. He's playing his usual tune from True Romance, telling me I need to wrap up this birthday bash, and I really need to get out and celebrate my birthday because I got a lot of things planned. My girlfriend has a lot of things planned for me. I'm very lucky to have her. I am looking forward to celebrating my birthday with you, baby. I know you're listening. And all my friends and family that I'm going to see in the upcoming days. So, where to find me? The_T_podcast on Instagram. And the T-Blog account, all on one word, on Instagram, two accounts. T-Blog, all one word on Twitter. The T-Blog Facebook page. And email me, whether you want to wish me birthday, happy birthday, or tell me to go fuck myself on my birthday. T@t-blog.com. And here on the T-Podcast this week and next week, we'll be a little on vacation. Tuesday and Wednesday. And of course, the place to start it all. Go back and read all my birthday tea episodes. They're all there. There's about 8 or 9 of them. And that is on tblog.com. That's the show, everyone. I'm going out and enjoying my fucking 42nd birthday. Until next time, always take it there.